Okay, navigators, we are back today talking about more AI agents. Although in the case of this tool, they are marketing them as AI bots, but they really accomplish the same thing, and that is to automate and offload tasks for you as a freelancer or business owner. Today, we are talking about a tool called Enso, a platform called Enso, E-N-S-O. And of course, I have linked in the show notes, so definitely check out their website. For the finance industry, they have an accountant bot. If you work in the automotive industry, they have bots that can help you grow your car dealership or your auto mechanics business. It's just very impressive how granular they get and how industry specific that these bots get. I would be very curious to see the quality of the work that they do given each industry. And like I said, I think we'll have to test drive maybe the podcast producer a little bit, and we'll follow up in another episode to talk about how that goes. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing... Cut here. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today talking about more AI agents. Although in the case of this tool, they are marketing them as AI bots, but they really accomplish the same thing, and that is to automate and offload tasks for you as a freelancer or a business owner. Today, we are talking about a tool called Enso, a platform called Enso, E-N-S-O. And of course, I have linked in the show notes, so definitely check out their website. I'm just going to go ahead and hop over to the website, and we're going to do a little rundown of the tool and the platform. So if you are watching on video, you should be looking at the Enso.bot homepage right now. And again, they do market their agents as bots, like I mentioned, but this is essentially the same offering as we saw in that agent.ai tool that we talked about in a previous recent episode. I think I'm still a bit more excited and have some more anticipation for the agent.ai tool, just because I'm familiar with the creator and founder of that, Dharmesh Shah, who is the creator or co-founder of HubSpot. So we're big Dharmesh fans, and I am extremely hopeful for the quality of that agent.ai product. But we have to keep our eyes and minds open here on the AI Marketing Navigator, so we are going to check out any familiar tool that comes our way, and that's what has brought us here to Enso. So looking at their tagline here at the on their homepage, Enso asks, are you running a small business? Why pay so much for growth, finance, marketing, leads, recruiting, when you can hire smart AI bots that can work for you full-time for a much lower price? So pretty clear and clean-cut offering there. And I think anybody listening to the show or who has listened to the show can recognize the value of that offering, the value of these AI bots and AI agents. I think the only thing that we're waiting for is for that value to kind of materialize and be realized in a practical output from one of these agents. So whether that's going to be agent AI or Enso.bot, we will have to wait and see and do some testing. Just scrolling down the page here, you can get a first look at some of the bots that they offer for you to hire. They have a Google Ranker, which is going to help you get more visits to your site from Google, obviously. And that bot is going to cost $79 per month. The other thing we notice in agent.ai is that it kind of uses a credit system for hiring and engaging these bots in most cases, although there was some salary type payment options there too. But this is a monthly payment structure here on Enso.bot. They have an Instagram manager, a Facebook manager, both of which are $59 per month. Of course, they also have a TikTok manager and a LinkedIn manager as well. Basically, any social platform that you can think of, it looks like they have a manager here. They have a Quora responder. So if you're generating leads from Quora, that's going to help you do that, as well as a writer for X, a Pinterest manager, and all of these cost also $59 per month. And I mean, they have a ton of different agents here. They have one that's an email sales rep for $79 per month. There is a podcast producer for $59 per month. I think we might have to give that a little bit of a test run in a future episode. It looks like you do have the option for a free 7-day trial. So take advantage of that on Enso. And definitely just check and see if one of these bots can significantly reduce your workload. So a good portion of the bots that we just talked about from their homepage here are content creation bots, but they have a ton more in specific categories of work. They have bots for website optimization, which includes a website security manager, an Amazon store optimization bot, an eBay store optimization bot, and even a Google ranker, which boosts your website's visibility using SEO practices. I mean, I'm really quite impressed by the variety and breadth of the bots that they're offering. There are bots that can do strategic planning for you, focus on things like tracking trending news headlines or monitoring your social channels or your brand across multiple social channels. There is a competition tracker that can actively perform competitor analysis for you. They have bots specifically for lead generation. But then here, the last category of work that they have is operational support, which I think is really cool. These are the things that you would probably hire like a virtual assistant for or some sort of executive assistant to manage these extremely time-consuming tasks that all business owners have to do regardless of their ability to hire or potentially outsource that work. For instance, these bots include an invoice manager that can help you with your billing, make sure it's accurate and on time. There's also an email support agent who can provide professional and prompt responses to customer inquiries, as it says here on the website. There's a data entry specialist who can handle all of your data entry if that's something that you do a good amount of, and even a recruiter who can recruit and screen candidates for you using AI. And as crazy as it sounds, guys, we still haven't even touched on some of their coolest bots, in my opinion. And these are the bots that aren't categorized by like role or type of operation within a business, but by a specific industry. And this is so cool. They have bots for consulting. For instance, there's a family lawyer bot. It's going to help you, it should quote unquote, let AI bots grow your family law firm. There's bots for investment. There's bots for insurance. They have travel and tourism bots. If you're a travel agency, they have bots that can help you automate and optimize communications for your travel clients. For the finance industry, they have an accountant bot. If you work in the automotive industry, they have bots that can help you grow your car dealership or your auto mechanics business. It's just very impressive how granular they get and how industry specific that these bots get. I would be very curious to see the quality of the work that they do given each industry. And like I said, I think we'll have to test drive maybe the podcast producer a little bit, and we'll follow up in another episode to talk about how that goes. I just want to highlight the last few industry bots here that I think are really cool. They have a ton of healthcare industry bots. If you have a dentistry practice or a plastic surgery or a chiropractor practice, all of these industries have specific bots to help you grow that practice. If you work in the trades, of course, they have bots for that too, for plumbers, for electricians, for roofers, and a couple more. Honestly, guys, you might have to do a count of how many times I say bot or bots in this episode. It's got to be way too many. I'm going to try and minimize that for the last few minutes here. Anyway, if you are a veterinarian, they have a bot that's specifically for veterinarians. And then last but not least, they have bots for e-commerce. So if you're selling products online or digitally, definitely check out the e-commerce bots. So I think regardless of how Enso.bot performs, I'm a fan just for the fact that it's pushing these agents, these bots, into more and more industries and more granular tasks and specific tasks, definitely more so than are specified on the agent.ai platform. So we'll definitely have to keep an eye on these two and how these different agentic AI platforms compare. And I did try and go set up a free trial to test out the podcast producer and ran into a little bit of a technical glitch on checkout. So I'm going to have to run that by support and see what's going on. But for your action item today, hop into Enso.bot, try and find a task or industry that applies to your business and test one of these bots. Sign up for a 7-day free trial and let me know if these bots are practically effective or if this is all hype in the case of Enso. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.